directly to the Willamette River via the city's storm system. The project offers a very unique opportunity to engage and educate business on sustainable stormwater management. It illustrates private and public and community-based forces working together towards sustainability and enhanced watershed health. It's an opportunity to help restore habitat in an area that's low on green space. And this project will also serve as a model for other industrial property owners in the area that are interested in these types of techniques that fit well with their industrial practices. Owens Corning and BES are very thankful that Metro was interested in funding this project, and we're very excited about it. And thank you all for your time here today.
Great. Well, I want to thank the commissioners, too, because obviously the amount of dollars that Metro puts into these things is small, but they do help leverage. And I want to mention, too, it's not just leveraging dollars. It's, as you heard from the description, and you have a list of other projects that were funded within the city of Portland limits up on your dais there, that we're leveraging people, and we're leveraging their energy and their concern for the community and the environment. And the numbers of volunteers in each of these and on all the projects has been significant, and also the collaborative relationship with businesses, as the Owen Corning's grant typifies, I think is really the heart of this program. And if you recall, there was quite a bit of controversy about the idea of establishing a regional Goal 5 regulatory structure a few years ago. And the council decided to let's look at education, encouragement, incentives, and this is a piece of that. And I think this is an example that we are succeeding in that. And we are, of course, committed to monitoring our success in this area and also continuing this. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have purchased the first piece of property with the bond measure that was passed in November, and that happens to be in the city of Portland's boundaries. It's along Johnson Creek, just down by the bridges on the Springwater Trail. We purchased an acre of land there next to Selwood Park in that area for long-term preservation for the region's citizens. So all these things, I think I'm pretty excited, especially after the fall election and the bond passing, and then these kind of projects, I think, add a lot to the sense of people's ability to make a difference in their community. And I thank you for your participation and support of the city. And we're all of us, I think, are here to answer your questions if you have any.
Questions? Well, I just don't have any questions, but I want to thank you. This is a great list, impressive list of grants, and pleased to hear about the first bond measure expenditure in the city limits of Portland. It's great.
Thank you, Councillor, and please thank your compatriots back at Metro. We really appreciate their efforts, so thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Is there a sign-up sheet?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Stephen Adelfson.
Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Adelfson. My name is Stephen Adelfson. I have this report, and I read it over, and I was disappointed. I hoped to read it as it was being presented, and it wasn't just a reading of this report. I guess I'm glad what was presented as it was, because it was more interesting, and more pictures were drawn, and more information was given. I was really excited about the mention of the filters, the natural filters. I presumed them to be something like a bog with plants that are good at taking the pollutants out, and I really am excited about those and such things, and I've known about them for many, many years and have been reading about them and the subject and similar subjects all my life, really. I'm really excited about Metro, sort of. Several years ago, they got very, very big grants and bought tons and tons of land, and quite a bit of talk was about how they'd be setting them aside for nature, and they would be planted with natural plants that are native to the area, that it would be made to look as if people hadn't despoiled it. And I'm not hearing such talk these days, and the talk that I come across leads me to believe now they're sort of mired. They're just sort of slugging along in a lot of waste. And maybe that's okay, I'm realizing now. Maybe that's not a problem. Maybe they have the land, and it's there, and it's not going away. And so they're just working through what to do with it and how to get it done. I really think beavers are neglected. Beavers were here before the Easterners came, the people from Europe came. And they do a lot to the weather. The South Waterfront District, I believe those buildings, and maybe other buildings that I haven't really realized about, draw a lot of moisture from the river, and maybe even the storm system there at the river, the clouds, and draw it into the city and the air. And they make a quality of aerosol that is really uncomfortable to me, and I think makes weather that's not very native. And the kinds of ponds that beavers make would change that quality and make a more periodic weather, better weather for the area. And I think it's something that should be invested in. That so it's really good. Thank you very much.
Is that all the signed up?
That is.
Okay. It's a report. We need a motion to accept the Metro's Nature in the Neighborhoods grant program.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
It's a pleasure working with you guys. Good job. Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We're recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes. I'm more than leaving. Yes. Did you? For sure. Yes. I'll put it on your. Okay.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'm going to go down for the room.
Oh, I think we got four of us.
If my cat will wear it. If you don't wear anything with a picture of a dog on it.
That's really slow. If Matt is actually going. And
You're a dog owner, Harry?
Oh, yeah. We have.
I used to be a dog owner.
Yeah, no, stuff.
Now you have kids. Well,
yeah,
wait,
our dog.
No, it sounds like it's going good.
Yeah, our dog died last year, and with a toddler, we're not looking to replace it for any time.
Although they're really good for kids.
Yeah, I agree.
Kids are really good for dogs.
Yeah.
If you get the right dog.
Yeah.
It's how it's being manipulated.
It's how it's being manipulated.